Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
Hi. I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Vasquez! Oscar Vasquez?
Yes, ma'am.
Welcome to Field Base Delta. Follow me. I'm assigning you to light recon. A little field work to get your feet wet.
I thought this base only handled logistics and supply management.
So what? We just pilot drones and trucks, sipping kachakas while the real action's 100 clicks away?
No, ma'am.
We're soldiers and we gotta be combat ready. At all times. Is that gonna be a problem?
It's just I'm only trained for remote ops.
Private, this whole valley is defended by 50 cal auto turrets. You'll be back before dinner.
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, Sergeant Lee.
Who's just charging? What time is it?
Time to get off your ass. We got supply drones inbound, and I need two spotters on that ridge by 1300.
Can't SysOps handle it? What do you need us for?
I don't take chances when it comes to getting food to my troops. So unless you want a size 9 regular up your ass, start climbing.
Always a pleasure, Lieutenant.
Battery stack. Fully charged.
You ready to babysit some supply drones, Private?
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
Get that helmet strapped, kid. We gotta hustle if we're gonna make it.
The lieutenant said it wasn't dangerous.
He's an officer. They always say that.
But the real fighting's pretty far. Right, Sergeant?
It's Emmett. Save Sergeant for when the brass is around.
Yes, sir.
First field op?
Lots of simulations.
Great. Just my luck.
I'm not worthless, you know. This implant I got...
We all got neural links, brother. And that's why they call us remote ops.
Yeah, but I got those new ultrasonics. I can pick up sounds as low as 0.5 hertz.
Any and also defensive mods? Gun ports? Energy weapons?
No, sir. What about you?
I got fragged in Sao Paulo, so Uncle Sam gave me new legs and an arm. Nothing fancy, but they get the job done.
I like your tattoo. What does it mean?
Drive or die. Had to earn it.
How long you been in SA?
22 months, 9 days, 6 hours.
Damn. How much longer, you think?
As long as those Uruguayan rebels attack Chemigrow plantations, we'll be here.
They told us we protect democratically elected governments from extremist... Emmett, can you hear that?
50 cals.
Auto turrets?
The rebels are getting cut to ribbons testing our perimeter.
What the hell was...
Oh, shit. EMP.
What is it?
The auto turret.
I don't hear them.
Exactly. And that's bad. That's really fucking bad. Field Base Delta, this is Sergeant Emmett Lee. Do you copy? Lieutenant. Search for base communications.
Scanning. Scanning.
Emmett, there's no...
Hold on.
No signals detected from Field Base Delta.
Shit. We've lost contact.
That's what I was trying to tell you. All systems are down.
The base is 45 personnel. Without those guns, it's wide open. We gotta get those people out before the rebels get there.
How?
The supply drones. If we can get a signal to them, tell them to dump their cargo. They can pick up everybody at the base and haul ass back to the carrier before the rebels blow everything to hell.
But how are we gonna contact the drones? We can't reach anybody. We're in the middle of the jungle.
Our implants are still working. I can pilot the drones once I make contact.
Scanning for resupply drones. Scanning. Scanning. Drones out of range.
Shit. Without the base's repeater, my signal's not strong enough. Can you hear them?
Let me see. Picking up 3 heavy lifters about 20 clicks away.
Are they still heading towards Delta?
Negative. They're turning around. Why are they going the wrong way?
The blast. Cut the live link to the base. Without it, the drones are programmed to return to the carrier.
So what do we do?
I'm thinking.
Oh, hold on. I'm picking up a drone. It's heading towards us.
Towards us? Are you sure?
It's not one of ours.
What do you mean?
It sounds tactical.
Shit. It's probably a rebel scout.
Sounds like it's carrying a minigun and rockets.
We need cover.
Hostile drone approaching in 15 seconds.
There. Get hiding in that swamp. Come on. Oscar, our implants let us communicate subvocal. Try it.
I hear you. Did the drone see us?
If it did, we'd be dead.
I can't hold my breath much longer.
The water hides our thermals. The drone will leave soon, but we need it now.
What for?
To send an encrypted file. Check your feed.
Why?
Hurry, before it leaves.
Okay, I'm sending it. Oh, man. That's the longest I've held my breath.
Another minute, then we'd be toast.
What was in the file?
Assuming the encryption holds. Instructions to repeat my signal so I can contact our drones.
Hijacking the enemy's hardware? That's next level.
Scanning. Link with supply drones established. Awaiting command.
It's working. I can access the drone's virtual control panel. They're dumping the load. Now, I just have to turn them around and point them towards Delta.
I'm tracking them. They're headed to base now.
Lieutenant will know what to do.
What about us?
I embedded our location in the signal. Once the base is clear, they'll pick us up on the way.
How long?
Long enough for a little rest.
I thought we were done for, man. All of us. I thought... Oh. You're asleep. I'll keep watch then. Wake you up when it's time to roll out. Drive or die, brother.
Broken Road is executive produced by Jacob Pinion and E.J. Kalunas. Directed by Ron Newcomb. Starring Lana McKissick, Peter Shinkoda, Manu Bennett, and Indiana Masala. Please visit recursor.tv/Broken Road for more information.
The Fable and Folly Network,
where fiction producers flourish.
In the year 1889, there was nowhere in the world more exciting than London, England.
Three cheers for Inspector Lestrade and the bad boys of Baker Street themselves, Sherlock Holmes and Dr. John Watson!
Solved by Sherlock Bloody Holmes of 221B Baker Street.
Well, with any luck, we'll get a new brutal murder any day now.
God, I wish.
It's truly shocking you haven't solved anything in 5 years.
The boys are both out of town for some case about a dog in Dartmoor this weekend. Sincerely, Martha Hudson.
London's number two detective team just became number one.
Fox and Stallion. Find us on Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr at 224bbaker or on our website, 224bbaker.com.
It's like they say, big breaks are 90% luck.
What's the other 10%?
Luck.